Okay, well, this seems though it's like some huge, big biographical jump. So we've been talking about your own personal life in Wivenhoe, and then I've extended it to this, I think, wonderful detail all about the Arts Club. So trying to keep those two parallel themes going. So you're still living in Wivenhoe, young family, and then the Arts Club. What were the kind of boom years or the golden period? And then when we try and also maybe tie that down to your own personal life in Wivenhoe, what then brought the end of the Arts Club and were you still around? So I guess sort of going through early 70s, mid 70s, that period.
Yes. Well, I was involved in it all the way through. And Marijke became, when I married Marijke, she was probably one of the most useful chairmen they ever had because they'd got into financial difficulties. And by strict stock control and giving her word to the it was Green King essentially who owned the who we owed quite a bit of money, and she ran a tight ship and recovered most of, well, she more than recovered, we were set back onto the financial high road again. But ultimately, part of the, well, no, the whole of the building, the cottages and the far end, which we never owned, and we leased the rest of the buildings, but the whole of the outbuilding complex was sold to a couple called Dunmore. He was a university lecturer.
And were they fans of art?
They were seemingly so, but over a space of a year or two, they decided that money was a bit more interesting to them, and they tried to eject us from the premises by fair means and foul. There was one point during one of our festivities, one of the winter balls that we had, they had seen fit to crawl from their end of the property through the space between the ceiling and the roof across the rafters, and they had drilled holes through into our section and started dropping stink bombs down into the...
Which is really giving you perhaps a message that your time is up.
We somehow feel you're not wanted. And there would be sessions of blocking the exit to the quadrangle where we parked our cars, so that it was quite a narrow exit, and they would leave their car there and such nonsense as that. And then finally it went through the courts, and we lost in the end, let's put it like that, and we lost the premises, and there was nothing really in the offing that would replace it.
And was it a case, did you actively fight this in the courts?
Oh yes, we went to Cambridge, and we thought we had a decent chance. I think we, in the contract of lease, I seem to remember that we had the first refusal, but that's all water under the bridge now, and the result of the court case in Cambridge was on the side of the Dunmores, and we couldn't afford to keep fighting anymore.
This was the early 80s?
Yes.
So you had a run of 15 years or so.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a fair
great run. Great success, and the the King Arthur's Court and Camelot. It has assumed those mystic proportions, I suppose.
I think because there's so little hard evidence out there, and so you see a few photos. I know through speaking with other people in the town, a lot of people have personal collections of photos from the Arts Club. You probably think now that people taking photos are just so disposable, digital cameras, what we're doing now, recording audio, everyone's phone's got a video on it. But I quite like the idea that the Arts Club isn't out there so much.
And not in any great detail.
And people that it are involved exists. Are quite discreet, such as yourself, which I quite like as well.
Well, you probably saw the cartoon that Tony Young had drawn.
Yes.
And Marijke actually named all the people. We sat round that and looked at them, you know. We do actually take that down from the wall and just reminisce about the people who were in that picture until only a few... Well, last week I looked at the picture and we said, you know, there's more than half the people in that picture are now passed on. And I did a quick calculation in my mind and I said, and you know what? I'm the oldest one left.
Which is maybe justification for me inviting you around here, Lewis, and plying you with alcohol and getting to talk about this. There wasn't any thoughts about Aware Next? There wasn't an Arts Club too, or did you try and source the premises?
I was actually part of the final attempt to perhaps locate somewhere else. And then, as now, it wasn't easy to find some place. After all, the original Arts Club was purpose-built for us in the shell of the old stables. There was no, except we did toy with the idea, and it was Mike and I were appointed to, or left to negotiate with the co-op for the basement. It wasn't being used for anything much at that time. Of course, the upshot of that would have been that we would have been there for maybe a year or two and had to leave when they fitted all the freezer machinery in.
Yeah.
So forth. They absolutely need that space now.
I think it's quite interesting. It seems even now, 25, 30 years later, it's these same themes, these same discussions around the town. So trying to find some shared communal space that can be used for artistic events. We're not going to get, hopefully, too contentious here, but the St. John's Ambulance Building is being played out in front of us right now. The engine shed, been and gone. Pub spaces turning into restaurants. So things sort of do change, but they really don't in some respects.
And things get worse. The police houses, it's unlikely that we could afford to buy those houses, and the police authority need to obtain the best, they're duty bound to obtain the best price for them. Some of it I put at the feet of the Colchester and Wivenhoe councils over the years, but it's been a chipping away. We've had all the buildings in and around Wivenhoe. When I came here, population probably between 3,000-3,500, and now it's about 10,500. And what can you point at to say that has been added in from 1960 onwards? I don't think there's anything but the library, and that replaces the school, and it's nothing much to look at.
And the pubs have gone one by one.
Yeah. The library site I consider to be a total waste of space. We need a library, but can you imagine utilising all of the space that site has a double story with perhaps the library on the ground floor and a public space on the next floor. Be fantastic. But there's quite a lot of space around it, if you've ever looked around the library area.
But I imagine funds would as ever be an issue, especially right now. Libraries haven't got the grace to maybe expand and have that luxury.
Oh, of course, we haven't got the money now.
A final thought, if that's okay, Lewis, on the Arts Club before we perhaps move on.
Yeah.
Do you walk past there still? I know you're a keen dog walker, and if you do walk past, do you get nostalgic about it at all?
Yes. I love that little corner, and it's not just the arts club. Of course, things come flooding back because the times I had there, and also odd times visiting George and Pat Gale when they lived at the house, and then the old Bowers Farm. The whole corner, the little pines and the triangle in front of the house, where Anglesey turns around and at an angle of say 30 degrees on the corner, and the old farmyard opens up in front of you. And when you get past there, even you get the aspects of the Colne. It's a very fine spot that I enjoy.
It's quite a commanding position.
Oh yeah.
So if I'm up there, you almost feel that you're looking down across the town, and it almost holds some geographical position of power. Could the arts club happen again? I know plans are afoot at resurrecting a form of arts club, but what the experience was for you, was this forged in with the 60s and the early 70s?
I think it was part of the 60s and 70s. It could, of course, start again, but it would be in its own style, wouldn't it?
And it would be constitution.
Of its time.
Yeah.
I think there were hints of... what was the arts club in London, the west end of London? It's tip of my tongue. But it had something of the flavour of those... You may have seen some historical film of people at balls in... it's the Chelsea Arts Club.
Is this the one
And
that...
some of the people who belonged to the Wivenhoe Arts Club had belonged to the... There's the Cross... Roy Cross had been a member there. He'd come south from Liverpool after starting his career there. And Gail. And it had something of that mad flavour of the artists of that time. They did act a bit crazy, not crazy, just exuberant perhaps, and following their ideals.
Lewis, thank you. I would say that if you're out by the front, kind of if you're a dog walker or just walking around, I'm sure you'd bump into Lewis and you'll find Border Collie and maybe exchange a few tales. But thank you for your time. That has been very, very detailed, but I think really worth every minute. If I can just say so, yes, with chat here on Radio Wivenhoe, if you would like to put yourself forward, or if you know of somebody who might benefit or other people might benefit from their conversation, hopefully it's a very relaxed experience. We've been sitting here drinking beer. There's a barbecue from the next door, which is drafting in, which sounds very, very pleasant. I may try and explore it later on. Contact me, please do. jason@radiowivenhoe.co.uk, and hopefully we can take it from there. Thank you for listening, but thank you really for Lewis for providing such wonderful company and some very, very unique stories. Thank you, Lewis.
Thank you.